Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Thank God for his love, his care, his compassion. And it's good to always remember that in everything we give thanks, in every situation we're going through, always remember to give thanks to the Lord. So today we're going to continue from what we said yesterday, where we discussed opposition again. Today we'll discuss the working of miracles. The working of miracles. Holy Spirit, thank you for this word. Help me to deliver this word as you put in my heart, all of you, Lord, less of me. Help me to deliver the purpose for that you have particularly put this word out for. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the team that work on this episode. Lord, help them to deliver this purpose. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Pray for everyone listening and watching today. Open your eyes, hearts, and minds to hear you as you speak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today I will discuss the working of miracles. So I'm going to read from 2 Samuel 2, 8 to 17. It's similar to what we read yesterday. So I'll quickly rush through. I'll encourage you read the Bible with me. But yeah, now let's go. Meanwhile, Abner, son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, and brought him to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, Asheri, Jezreel, over Ephraim, Benjamin, and all Israel. Bear in mind that Saul and Saul's family came from Benjamin, which is why they reference Benjamin a lot in this passage. Now, Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, was 40 years old when he became king over Israel. He reigned 2 years. The tribe of Judah, however, remained loyal to David. Judah was also David's tribe. So, you know, he became king of his tribe because he was loyal to him. The length of time David was king in Hebron was over... in Hebron over Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Abner, son of Ner, together with the men of Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, left Mahanaim and went to Gibeon. Joab, son of Zeruiah, and David's men went out and met them at the pool of Gibeon. One group sat on one side of the pool, and the other group sat on the other side. Then Abner said to Joab, "Let's have some of the young men get up and fight hand to hand in front of us." "All right, let them do it," Joab said. So they stood up and were counted of 12 men of Benjamin and Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, and 12 men of David. Then each grabs his opponent by the hand and thrust his dagger into the opponent's side, and they fell down together. So that place in Gibeon was called Helkath Hazurim. The battle was that day was very fierce, and Abner and the Israelites were defeated by David's men. The working of miracles. You see, God, you know, performs miracles, answers prayers in many, many ways. Someone can go for an event and be prayed for and get immediate healing. You know, God can just, you know, shine light on someone just like that. There are so many ways God can do it. But today, I want to discuss the actual working, the actual step-by-step working of the miracles. And now, the miracle we'll discuss here is David's miracle. A shepherd boy, the youngest in his family, becomes the king of Israel. That's the miracle, right? Now, that is the miracle we've heard. But now let's discuss the working of the miracle. So first, Samuel was asked by God to go and anoint the next king of Israel. David was judging with his cattle and his sheep and you know, trying to shepherd them. And he got called to come to see Samuel. Samuel sees him, anoints him as king. Clearly, in his mind, he's registered that, okay, I'll be next king of Israel. Before that, he was okay with his cattle and his other animals that he was rearing and shepherding. No problem. Now, after that, after some time, he gets been called to the palace to help play the lyre for Saul when Saul starts to have these attacks of evil spirit where he starts to manifest. And then one time he sees an opportunity to kill Goliath. He was placed there, and he goes forth with them. God help him, he kills Goliath, and obviously he's able to showcase his power and his skill phenomenal. But then as he showcases his power and his skill, Saul gets upset. He gets, oh my God, who is this guy that is taking my shine from me? And he starts to battle, and it takes him from a period of, you know, living with Saul in his palace, having his time with his brothers, to from good to bad, where Saul is now looking for ways to scheme to kill this David. He first demotes him severally in the army, then after demoting him, he now starts to look for ways to kill him. He starts to scheme different things, just so many things to be able to pull David down. And so he went from good in his father's house and Saul's house, so and then goes down from bad to worse. It now gets even worse, to where he's now in the wilderness. He's in the bush because he has to stay. He ran to save his life. He knew Saul was coming to kill him, and he had to run. And even with that, Saul went to the bush, looked for him, tried to kill him so many times, twice actually. And those two times, God saved David. Then Saul David now said, you know what? I'm going to leave the whole of Israel. I'm going to go to the Philistines for safety. He went to the Philistines. He almost fought the Israelites, and then at a point, they took his family and. The Americans came and fought and took them away. You know, he was going to fight them. So many things. Bear in mind, all these things I'm telling you is part of the working of the miracle. Now, in a battle where David was not even there, Saul dies. He gets killed. Wow, you're like, oh my God. Finally, I am now here where I can now do what God has said I should do. Bear in mind, God only anointed David as king. He did not anoint himself. And so, you know, where you think, oh, I'm wondering, no, it was God that said. So even this is the way of God, though. This is God's direction. That Elisha is going from bad, good, bad, worse, up, down, you know, good, bad, bad, worse. You're like, God, I didn't send myself. Why is it so difficult? And then, like, okay, finally, Saul is now dead. I will mourn them and all that, but I need to continue to do the work God asked him to do, to lead the people of Israel. He tries, you know, they gave him king of Hebron, as God asked to go to Hebron, and so king of Judah, and then, after reigning there for 5 years, all of a sudden, Abner comes and says, actually, you know, there's this son of Saul. It's about almost 40. I want him to rule the king of Israel, except Judah. And so you were like, what is it? You know, it's like the way is not clear. If you look at it based on human understanding, it's impossible for that way to be clear. It's impossible. And that is the working of miracles. When we work miracles, we are working in alignment to God's plan and purpose. We can't work miracles on our own. Right, we can't. And so when we expect the story to be straight, I'm trying to bust your bubble, it's not straight. Even with God. So even with God showing you and showing you light, it's not true. Imagine and discuss tomorrow you're doing it to yourself. And so despite God's leading, the way was like this. Till we became king of Israel. And so today I want to encourage somebody. I don't know what you're going through. I've had my fair share as well. Where you wonder, but God, where is your position? Why are they looking for me? What's all this? And you know, maybe someone is slandering you in the process. Maybe you feel like you feel so captivated by the pains and the insults, and maybe the color of the world that's happening, the pinchings, the things that hurt you as you go through that process. I'm here to tell you today, don't lose hope. Keep focusing on what God has called you to do. Look at David. Even when he thought it was over, it was not really over, because there's still opposition. Don't lose hope. Just keep at your focus. Keep going. You've gone too far to change your mind now. You've gone too far with God to stop. You are almost there. You are on the way. You are much further than where you started. Remember that. You are much further than where you started. And so today is an encouragement that the working of miracles is not a straight line. God can do this in many ways, But as you walk through, it can be up, down, up, left, center, different things. Look at Joseph. It was not straightforward. If you look through the Bible, there's no time that has been straightforward. There's been pain, there's been struggles, there's been challenges, there's been frustration, there's so many things. There have been great times, highs, lows, right? But then it does not change that it is indeed the working of the miracle. It does not change that God is working the miracle in your life, in my life. Whatever you see does not change that God is in it. It doesn't change that God's plan and purpose will come. It doesn't shift God's plan and purpose. It still remains the same. So I would encourage you today, keep going. I am cheering you on from here. Keep going. Keep going. And when you get to that promise, you will know that every single step of the year was worth it. So thank you for listening to me today and hoping that you hear my encouraging words. And God bless you, and I love you. Bye. Before I go, I pray for strength for you. Strength as you go through the processes that God has put in front of you. The strength, focus, and determination. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. Bye.